Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. We're celebrating International Women's Day. Choose to challenge. The theme for this year, 2021, is Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. Our next guest on the program today is Professor Adenike Grange. She graduated from St. Andrews University, Scotland in 1964. After 30 years of postgraduate tuition in various world-class medical institutions abroad and at home, with simultaneous mentoring of residents, medical students, nurses, and other health workers, she became a professor of pediatrics at the College of Medicine, University of Lagos, Nigeria. Until her retirement in 2005, she served as the head of Department of Pediatrics, director of the Institute of Child Health and Primary Health Care, and dean of the School of Clinical Sciences. She has consulted extensively for WHO, UNICEF, and USAID. During her tenure as the first African female president of the International Pediatric Association, she represented the civil society community on the board of the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. She is the author of numerous publications in peer-reviewed journals. She has gained recognition as a strong advocate for the strengthening of health systems for universal health coverage before, during, and after her tenure as the Minister of Health in Nigeria. She is the current chairperson of the Nigeria Universal Health Coverage Actions Network. Welcome to the program, Professor Grange.
Thank you very much, Yemi.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
How are you celebrating? Let me start with how are you celebrating International Women's Day first. How are you celebrating the day?
I'm celebrating the day by thinking seriously about the position of women in Nigeria. Having lived in Nigeria for the greater part of my life, and knowing that we started in a very, very humble way as women, I just have to think about how the journey that we have come along, and hoping and praying that this journey will take us further, much faster, because it's been very, very slow for us as women to participate in governance and development. This is because the result of this has led to a very slow development, national development. Women constitute half of the population of any country. And if that half is not participating vigorously, you can imagine that development of that country will be rather slow. And we've seen it all over, particularly in Africa. When you compare development in Africa to development elsewhere, you can see that it has not been what it should be. And again, it's given rise to a lot of inequity and trouble everywhere, simply because people are being kept out of participation in government. And I say people, I mean, in particular, women. So I have to think seriously about this on the International Women's Day and think of what else can be done. So I'm very happy that you've asked me to say a few words on behalf of women. When I started with my journey, there were very few women in my profession in Nigeria. we have come a long way, but we have to go further. Thank you.
What, may I ask, in your mind, are the limitations, for instance, for, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the medical field, for any woman to get up and think that she can do this? Is it that we're battling with things in our minds first? Is it that we put our families first? Is it that we don't think that we can achieve them? Is that we think that nobody's going to allow us? Is it, what exactly do you think these limitations are, and how can we, even in this age, overcome them faster, like you rightly said?
There's several limitations. The fundamental one being that we are not empowered. A lot of women are not empowered. They are not, they don't have the same opportunity as men. They are not, they cannot access the same opportunities as men. And then there's the social norms that keep us back from even trying to access these opportunities. So, the, you know, you've got those two areas. First, we are not empowered because we don't, we are not, a lot of women do not go to school as children, as girls, and so have not acquired the knowledge and skills that they need to be able to play their role in society. But those who have, unfortunately, hold back because of social norms, and also because there is too much aggression and too much discrimination when they're actually in their position as those who are trying to earn their livelihood in not just in government, even in business, everywhere. So they have all these barriers. This is what has kept women back.
Let me come back to you and ask that: did you have any of those limitations in front of you? Did you face any of these challenges? And if you did, how were you able to overcome them? Because, I mean, being in pediatry from 1964, I mean, there must have been, in my mind, I'm thinking, if we have limitations now, it must have been gargantuan in those days.
Yes, I had limitations, but not as many as women are experiencing now, because I was in the minority. So I wasn't seen as such a big threat at that time. And the few of us who were in the field were, had a little bit more opportunity to grow and develop. Although we had to fight for it. But as I said, once the men did not see as a big threat, it got a bit easier. But now that, they know that we can actually make, we can surpass them in terms of achieving our rights and trying to get ourselves, trying to participate in the same way as our male counterparts. And this causes a bit more friction. And so the limitations worse. Mm. But in the developed world, you see, there are more opportunities, and that helps the women, you know, not to be barred from accessing those opportunities. In developing world, there are fewer, so there is more, you know, the men become more threatened by women. So one of the things that we need to do, of course, is to create more opportunities for everybody, so that you can all have equal rights.
Practically, you know, though, what I mean. How do we do that?
Yeah. Well, practically, it has to do with leadership. The leadership again has to be shared with women who understand that more opportunities need to be created. Right now, the leadership is in the hands of men alone, and they seem to want to hang on to whatever rights they have without sharing. Yeah. We must, you know, our leaders must be in a position where they feel that sharing leads to development, to greater development. And knowing that the larger part of the country, women and a few men, have not been given that opportunity to rise.
You mentioned something when you were talking about your experience, and you said that, yes, you weren't a threat, as in you were in the minority, but you also had to fight for it. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that being that we have to fight for it, whether you're a man or a woman, when those opportunities, no matter how slim they are, appear, why aren't we ready to fight for them? Because now, if you look at Nigeria, in fact, it was yesterday, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, that I realized that the CEO of one of the Nigerian bank is also a woman. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. There's so many more bank CEOs that are female. There's so many more corporations that have taken on women as their CEOs or their company, holding vital positions. So we have grown in leaps and bounds, but we have to prove ourselves for the jobs which we want to take possession of. If we're not willing to fight for it, how does somebody empower us?
The willingness to fight for it has to be instilled in us, even from childhood. In my own case, my father played a very big role in that, you know, he showed all his children that it didn't matter whether you were a boy or a girl, and that you had to do your best, you know, wherever you were. So that spirit is given to you during the period of your development. And this again has to do with the way parents bring up their children. So I'm sorry to keep taking you back to childhood,
but it's very, very
important.
I agree
with
you.
You know, it's very important that, you know, whatever is happening in your family, the best thing you can do is to invest in giving children that confidence and that that the spirit of empowerment. And whilst you're actually empowering them, you know, and letting them know that, you know, the sky is the limit. You go out there and do it, you know. Not only for yourself, but for the good of others. Or not only for the good of others, but for yourself, you know. So they need to see that there is a lot of benefit in fighting for the position which they deserve.
And that must be instilled from childhood.
You know, yes, it's from childhood. And as I said, you know, it also has to do with fathers. Man, it's not just mothers. The fathers cannot just be so complacent, and they should know that the world is changing, and that, you know, the whether they have boys or girls or whatever, both of them, both gender, must be able to play their role in national development. And I think, you know, that's what, you know, the legacy that we all want to leave behind, that our children are doing with. That is the legacy that we should want to leave behind.
Yes.
Most times, some men are not thinking of that. They're only thinking of themselves. And that's the problem. Yeah. And they see women as confrontational. But that is not the issue. Is that because we have been left behind for so long, we definitely have to go forward and prove ourselves, and we should be encouraged by both men and women, right from childhood, and across the social, cultural, and economic and political situations. Again, we are so far behind in some fields, particularly in the political field. And, you know, if we are not in that political field, it's very difficult to develop. Yes, to make a difference in other areas. Because, as you know, it's politics that actually is decisive in all manners of development now. So we should be able to change the norms and transform habits and inspire women to do this. You know, it should not be seen as a you know, the way women are seen these days is that, oh, they are fighting with the men. That is not so. It should be that we are fighting for our rights. Everybody should have equal rights and equal opportunities. That is what we are working towards. And as I said before, it's when women are participating and they can now create that environment which will give equal rights and equal opportunities to everybody in the future, that we can say that we have achieved our goal.
True indeed.
Mm. And, you know, we should look at, you know, some countries now. I know we are far from that, you know, like New Zealand, a couple of other countries, which have now as their heads women.
They're actually quite a few.
Very well.
They're actually, yes. even some in Africa, I was pleasantly surprised. So it's not as far-fetched as we thought. It's getting nearer. Mm-hmm. But we, like you rightly said, we do have to participate in politics. If we don't participate in politics, we have no chance. We have no chances of making the change, or even trying to push the change that we want, that we see, can make us a better nation or better people, for all people. In fact, not only for women, as you've rightly said, for all people, because once the frame of mind is right, then everybody has more or less an equal opportunity to get to the next place.
That is true. And when, you know, you've also, this year, we're also thinking of COVID.
Yes, ma'am.
COVID-19. I believe that if we can tackle COVID together as both men and women, it will actually push us in the direction that we want to go. That is everybody doing their best, doing his or her best for the good of the nation. You just cannot afford to leave the women behind when you are trying to stamp out COVID-19.
Yes.
So this is one common destiny, I would say, that, you know, we need to grab and make use of.
And that's a good note on which to end our brief chat with you, Professor Grange. I'd like to thank you for your time with us this morning. We wish you a great International Women's Day, and that your thoughts will come to fruition, and that we as women, and or rather we as a country, we as a people, will realize that our mindsets are very important in the way we want to change the future of our world. Thank you so much for your time with us this morning, Professor Grange.
Thank you very much, Yemi, for having me.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a great day.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.